Chevra, I want to first of all start just by saying all the Torah tonight, all the Chizuk tonight, all the Zoris tonight should be a big schus l'nishmas, my great grandmother, who's your tzayit this upcoming week. She was a big tzaddikas, Leah Bas Rav Mordechai. She was somebody who everybody loved, who was a big Bas Aliyah, always looking to grow, always looking to go to Shurim, and always doing chesed for people. And Mirat Hashem, hopefully we're making her proud, and hopefully Beth Hashem, all the Torah, all the chizuk will be a big schus. For her neshama, she'll be a melitza yoshua for our beautiful family until we're taunting together with Mashiach, Tzchias HaMesim, Bekara B'Yameinu, Beth Hashem.
Amen.
Chaver, always a schus to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh together, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. But I wanted tonight to really understand the journey of these days from Pesach through Sevir Soimer in a very, very special way. We had this beautiful Yontav of Pesach. And I said over at the Sudas Mashiach, very short, just story that I've said over many times, and I think about a lot at the end of Yom Tovim. It was about Purim, but it's really Ilu Beilu. How a chassid on Purim came to the Beis Avram of Slonim, and he's crying to him, full of she'ifas, full of yearning to be a better Jew, to be closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Beis Avram of Slonim, he looks at him and he says, "Tzadikul, chassid, you know what, come back to me tomorrow." What he was trying to say was, like, you know, right now, in the moment, in Purim, or, you know, again, you could fill in the blank. It could be Pesach, it could be Shavuos, it could be Yom Kippur. In the moment, it's easy to feel desirous, it's easy to be uplifted. I want to see how you feel tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. And here we are, all of us sitting here, and it's tomorrow. Meaning, Pesach came, and I'm sure each and every one of us has a very meaningful, beautiful Pesach, beautiful Siddur, and beautiful Tefillos. Here we had a beautiful suit of Mashiach. Lamaita, what about tomorrow? What about now? What are we feeling from Pesach? Because hopefully Pesach is still with us. The truth is, to be honest, when it comes to Pesach, it's a little bit easier. Especially those of us that are in touch with the famous Ramban in Parshas Emor. So the Ramban explains so beautifully, which we'll understand a little bit deeper tonight, some of it, that really Pesach and Shavuos is one long Yontif. Pesach and Shavuos, right? And he says, you know, just like we just had Pesach, and similar to Sukkot, we have the first day of Yontif, we have the last day of Yontif, we have Chol HaMoed. So too, we could look at Pesach is Man Chereseinu, Pesach is the time of Cheres, but there's physical freedom, and there's spiritual freedom. There are all different types. There's emotional freedom, right? There's all different types of Cheres, there's all different types of freedom. You have someone, lo aleinu, someone who's an addict, is maybe physically free, but based on that addiction, is a slave to their desires, is controlled because they're dependent on whatever they're addicted to. They're not free. So you need, when we left Mitzrayim, when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, when we had Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were physically free. But to be free to be oneself, to be free to be one's best self, to be free to lead a meaningful, purposeful life without Torah, which is the guidelines, the light of the Rabbeinu Shalom teaching us, each and every one of us in our individualized way, how to be our best self, how to be a free person. Al tikri charis al cheris. The luchos were not charis, were not etched, but they brought freedom. In ben chayrin elamisha oisik b'Torah. So ultimately, the ultimate freedom only came when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a means to know how to use that free time that we had, that physical freedom. That's the culmination when it comes to Shavuos. And he explains, therefore, Pesach could be looked at the first day of Yom Tov, and Shavuos the last day of Yom Tov, and Sefiras HaOmer that we're in the middle of right now, the preparation for Matan Torah, Sefiras HaOmer, is Chol HaMoed. Sefiras HaOmer is Chol HaMoed. So the first day is Yom Tov, we have Chol HaMoed, and we have the last day of Yom Tov, we have Pesach. So in a certain sense, maybe, hopefully, with that in mind, we're still in the middle of the Yom Tov. So it's not even the day after. We have to remember that. We have to live that. But I want to understand tonight and take us through the journey of Golus Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim into Yemei Svira, and understand this process in a very deep, beautiful way. I had this chus on Pesach. I opened up Tzivsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander. Such beautiful Torahs, if anyone's learned Tzivsei Chaim, Mamish. Yisodos in Machshav, and understanding the Yamim Tovim in the most beautiful of ways. And he developed a journey of going through from Golus Mitzrayim to Yetzias Mitzrayim to Yemei Svira in such a enlightening way that Mamish hopefully can build our Yemei Svira that we're in the middle of right now. We're already 10 days through. I don't know if everyone counted, everyone davened yet, but so you can hear me say it. I counted already, but don't be careful if you didn't count yet, so you can say bracha. But Lamaisa, time goes by very quickly, but we still have a long days of Yemei Svira, so we have to understand what these days are about. So let's start going back to Golus Mitzrayim. And the way he explains the Golus Mitzrayim, which all the Svarim grapple with, because unlike other Galios, unlike when it came to Churban Beis Hamikdash, Churban Bayis Sheni, we have all these different reasons in Chazal to tell us, Mibnei Gimel Averos, Mibnei Sinas Chinam, what was Golus Mitzrayim, the Kor HaBarzel? So just explaining what it did for us, he says, we could look at Golus Mitzrayim as the Yemei Ibur, the days of basically pregnancy. The days when we were, as a nation, in the womb, right? The first step in any individual coming into the world is they're first in the world in the womb of the mother. And that's what Golus was. Golus is Hester Panim. Golus is a man where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more hidden. Just like the fetus in the womb is completely hidden. And when we're in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there the whole time, but he's hidden. We didn't see him, just like truth is, more and more we understand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us every single day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us time and time again that we're still in Golus. If anyone didn't think we were in Golus about 6-7 months ago, we know we're clearly in Golus. We're in Golus here, we're in Golus in Eretz Yisrael, Alevi, obviously it's more special to live in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still Golus. It's still not Geula. It's still not Zman Beis HaMikdash. It's still not how we want it. And we were reminded that on October 7th in a very strong way. Hashem Yerachim, that we're still suffering from. And we're reminded here daily with everything going on every college campus and every mamish. It's a scary time. But it's just a reminder that we're in Golus in a very, very real way. Golus is Hester Panim. Abishter is by our side. The Abishter is here and he's orchestrating, but in a hidden fashion. We don't see a begiloi. And therefore, the first step in the creation of Klal Yisrael, which is what the Yontav of Pesach was all about, was first we had to have that Zman of Ibur, that Zman of being in the womb, that Zman of... And I was thinking about it. I think that, obviously, everything's calculated, and everything's from the Rebbeinu Shalom, but I think it's orchestrated in such an incredible way for us. You see, that first step of us as a nation was Golus Mitzrayim, because that allows us to build the appreciation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by our side even in the most difficult times, which is the most important yesod of our Amunah, which is the most, because if we only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best of times, only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's Gilui Shechina, only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a chasen, only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything's going incredible and great and there are nisim gluyim, immediately when a challenge comes our way and life becomes difficult and we're in a state of galus bechlal beprat, what do? We throw in the towel. And that's very, very dangerous. And we need it. Therefore, the first step in building us as a nation was Hester Panim, right away. Not to be fooled that the Rebbeinu Shalom bechvod v'atzmo is only there in the best of times and when things are going well. And by a Kriyas Yamsif. No, before you appreciate that I'm there even in the darkest of times. Build that. And we did build that in the most beautiful of ways. And it's so much of who we are. And don't forget it for one moment. Yes, it's true. These are quote-unquote scary times. And it's hard to watch and hard to see what's going on in the world. But not for one moment do we doubt that Ribbono Shel Olam is by our side and taking care of us. And there's going to be Geula. It's just a matter of when. And we have that ingrained in us. Because we went through that. That Ibur, that time in the womb, that time of Hester Panim in Golus Mitzrayim, and in there it was ingrained within us. And that's why we're able to see the families that have lost so many, the families that have lost their children, their husbands, and soldiers down south, whatever it might be, with such strength and such emunah. That's what it was when, I've shared this before, when Miriam Peretz, I'm sure you all know who Miriam Peretz is. If you don't, you should get to know who Miriam Peretz is. An incredible woman, one of the Nashim Sidkaniyos of our time, who lost two sons fighting on behalf of Klal Yisrael years ago. This is not new. And then her husband as well passed away. And she goes around. She's known as the mother of the army. She goes around giving chizik to soldiers, goes around. I've spoken about her over the many times over the years. I had a young woman who I'm close to was actually her. She was serving in the army, and her job over these last many months was to really take Miriam Peretz. Imagine this. Imagine how difficult what this is to go from literally from shiva house to shiva house trying to give chizuk. And she was this young woman was the one who was taking her around and planning it all. And I've spoken to her many times over the last many months. The most incredible of chizuk's stories. And Miriam Peretz, years ago, she came to speak in DRS. I'll never forget it. It was life-altering, the emunah that she brought, the emunah that she spoke, when you hear from someone like that. And I went over to her afterwards, and I said, that was one of the most incredible, you know, I don't want to say shiur, it wasn't a shiur, it wasn't a lecture, it was just life experiences of emunah that I've ever experienced in my life. But I looked at her and I said, tell me something. How do each and every one of us have the emunah that you have? She looked at me, she says, I want you to know, every single Jew has it within themselves. They just have to dig down a little deeper to find it and bring it out. But where do we have it? What did she mean by that? You know what? Because you and I and all of us, we come from that time of Galus Mitzrayim. And we learn to appreciate that in the most incredible of ways. And we have that. And that was the first step. And that was the pregnancy. That was the Yimei Ibur. That's what it was. I remember years, I was just thinking about this again because I just saw it somewhere. It was the Yartzeit, the ninth Yartzeit of seven beautiful children. You guys were somewhat young, but some of you might remember. It was 9 years ago, right before Pesach. And in Brooklyn, there was a terrible fire on a Lel Shabbos. 2 weeks before Pesach, a little less than that. On a Lel Shabbos, something like, I think it was right at the beginning of the Nisan. And there was a terrible fire in a house in Brooklyn, and seven children were killed in the fire. This Hassoun family, some of the Chevra members. And I went to pay a shiva call to Gavriel, to the father. I went to pay a shiva call. Again, this is 9 years ago. I don't know him. I didn't know him. I just felt it's like, you know, sometimes I'll just, he's my brother. And I felt like maybe by coming, you would bring him a drop in the chama. He should know that we're all crying with him and we're all by his side. I went with either Nafshi, David Mark, together. We went to pay a shiva call. And, you know, thinking maybe we could bring a drop of nechama, a drop of chizik. And I remember what I did was also I brought with him a sheet, my shir. I just found it, actually. I have it on the computer still. My shir that year, every single guy in the shir took a Kabbalah on behalf of the seven Kedoshim. And I presented it to him that he should know. And to sit there and hear him talk and the emunah that he had. He says, we have to surrender our will to the will of Hashem. And the only thing he was very thankful of this, of the Kabbalahs. He says, I'm only afraid that whatever chizik people are getting from this is going to fade. And all he could talk about was his emunah. And all he could talk about was Rabbeinu Shalom. It was, here's someone who lost mamish, who lost seven children. You can't. None of us should ever know on a practice. No one should ever know, mamish, what it is to lose a child. It's the most difficult of tragedies that people go through. It's very, very obviously. Imagine. Don't even start to imagine, because you can't imagine in one night like that seven children. But and he's sitting shivas days after, a few days later, full of emunah, full of talking about the Rabbeinu Shalom, full of talking about. And we gave over these karbanos to Hashem ba'ahava. It's not normal. But where is that? Because each and every one of us had a Galus Mitzrayim. And that Galus Mitzrayim was our Ibor, was our time in the womb when there was Hester. But we developed this understanding that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is by our side every single moment. So that's Galus Mitzrayim. And then we had Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Galus Mitzrayim, we had Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is Rechaim. Rechaim Friedlander explains that Yetzias Mitzrayim is Zman of Leda. That's birth. Meaning the time of Galus was the time in the womb. And I wanted to suggest that we develop this deep emuna benister of Hester Panim, of seeing Hashem by our side no matter what, which is part of each and every one of us. Which is why we can sit here now and learn Torah, even as our brothers and sisters are suffering in Eretz Yisrael. And there are still all the hostages, and still all the families, and still and everything going on college campuses. We could sit here and learn Torah, because we have all emunah in the world from that man. But then there was the Leda. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Leda. The birth. The birth is the giloy. The birth is the baby, the fetus is completely hidden. When the baby is born, giloy, revelation. You see, it's Mitzrayim, all the miracles, Tamakos, Kriyas Yamsuf, in all of history, the zman of Nisim Gluyim, more so than any other time in history. Right? That's the Leda. We know also it happened b'chipazo, and it happened as much as it was years and years, it had to happen very quickly. That's like a birth. It's like 9 months. I mean, again, I could talk about this because I've been by the side of my wife, but you know, none of us, we're men. Maven Yavin. Because you know how it is. Rabbina likes to say this too. He says, because if we're the ones who had to give birth, we'd all have one child. You know, it would be like, that's it. One and a half. Like, none of us would be able to handle what the Nashim Sekanias go through. It's mamish unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, but, and there's a lot. There's 9 months, and then there's the labor. But then b'chipazon, the baby's out, like mamish, b'chipazon. And it's an amazing moment of giloy, of revelation. And that revelation is a revelation of the Eibishter. I'll tell you something, Chaver. I'll never forget. Obviously, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have 5 beautiful children. Now I have 6 children, including my daughter-in-law. But I was zeicha to be by 5 births, 5 beautiful births. And one of my talmidim just called me this week to discuss, you know, the halachas of being the halacha. You're allowed to be in the room, but your back is to the birth. You're not watching the actual birth. Halachically, you're not allowed to watch the birth, but you're there giving chizik and you're being by your wife's side during that time, obviously. But then mamish, so within moments, you know, you're not halachically allowed to watch the actual birth, but then within moments, right after the baby's born, and you see your baby, you see your son. I'll never, when my Bechor, when Shmuel was born, he's now married and 22 years old. But when Shmuel was born, it was mamish, time and time ago it happened, but I was so like in shock by it, in the Gilo Shechina of seeing the Eibishter in front of your eyes more than any other time in my life until then. Like I can't even. You guys will be zoicha in the right time. I could. These are. You can't understand this until you experience it, because, you know. Obviously, hopefully, we all feel Hashem by our side and we appreciate Hashem by our side. But when you see Bria in your front of your eyes, you see a child come out of your wife. I mean, literally and alive and full. Like it's Bria. It's Nisim Gluyim in front of your eyes. Now, Lamaisa, everything is Nisim Gluyim. Really, we just get used to it and call it Teva. Because we're desensitized. And it's Nisim Gluyim that you put a chvesnish, you put a little seed in the ground and it grows into a beautiful tree and gives off fruits. And that's also Nisim Gluyim, but we get used to that. This is something when you see it for the first time, it's Mamish Eibishter, Giloy, Leda. That was Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see, we had to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu even Behester. Then he says, okay, I'm going to show you myself and have Leda, Klal Yisrael. Leda, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that was Pesach. But that leads us into Yemei Svira. And the way that the Sifzei Chaim explains what these days Yemei Svira are, after we went through pregnancy and we were in the womb, and then we went through birth, now is our time to grow. Now is our time to really grow. All that was done to us in a certain sense. All that was done to us for us to appreciate and absorb and internalize, but that no baby chooses in a certain sense to be in that situation. It's done to him. He's Maven Yavin, right? Like, but then, after that Leda, it's time for us to be proactive and grow, and that's Yimei Svira. Yimei Svira, the days of Gedila, of growth. Now, what does it mean to grow? It means now it's time for me to put an effort and to do. I said a little different pshat a few weeks ago, not at this table, so I don't know if anyone was there, by Shal Shudas and the Young Israel Aron Cedars, which has been very beautiful. We'll have this week as well. Anyone who's around, it's been very beautiful. But give a little different taich now. Not that if you weren't there, you don't know there's a different taich. But Lamaisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu is born, in Shemos, Perek Beis, so the Pasuk says, after he's born and he's being nursed, we all know the famous story, right? First he's being nursed by Yocheved, and Yocheved and Miriam taking care of him. And Vayigdal Yelad, he got older, which he was weaning off. He was no longer needed to be nursed. Vativeo Labas Paro, Vayilo Labain, Vatikra Shema Moshe, Vatomriki Minamayim Shteu. She named him Moshe, Minamayim Shisiu. So that Pasuk says, what was the Lashon? Vayigdal Hayelad. He got older. He grew. What's the very next pasuk? Vayihi bayamim vayigdal Moshe. Again he grew. That was the last pasuk he grew. What are you like telling me again he grew? So what are the very next words? Vayetze alacha v'yarbis v'losam. He went out to his brothers. He saw the Jews as avadim, suffering. And the Midrashim tell us he went and helped us and he cared about us and he killed the Mitzri, v'yarish Mitzri, makish Mitzri. Suddenly, the Lashon Vayigdal doesn't mean to just naturally grow. Vayigdal doesn't just mean to get older in years or larger in size or taller in height. Vayigdal is so much more powerful. Vayigdal is our avoda. Here it's Moshe being there for another Jew, giving to others. Vayigdal are the days of Svira. Now it's our time. Until now was what we call Isrusu Dele'ela. Until now was Hashem doing for us. He was doing for us first Behester, Golus, and then there was Leda, and that's Giloy Shechina, and that allowed us to appreciate and have all the moon in the world. But now it's our job to concretize that in our Avoda, and that is Yimei Svira. That are these days. And what that means is, now I'm going to put it together. And I'm in the world, and am I going to bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into that same Rabbeinu Shalom. That same Rabbeinu Shalom that put me through Golus Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Am I going to bring him now into... We might need more chairs. Bring from the back room of Israel. You good? Am I going to bring him into every aspect of my life? Am I going to bring that Rabbeinu Shalom into my avoda, into my life, after I went through the Yimei Ibur and Yimei Leda? And that's what Yimei Svir is, and that's our avoda. People always have it all wrong. And Yimei Svir is all about one thing. Am I still in? Did I count with a bracha or not? That's it. Nothing else. Those of us that have Meir every night, that's usually something easy, although especially Friday night, watch yourself. Most of us these days start making early Shabbos. It's getting this very late to make regular Shabbos, and we want to have a long Suda and Mishpacha, especially if they're younger children. By the way, it's not just a convenient thing. When you make early Shabbos, just like when you extend Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, it's a key mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. It's a key mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. It's something very beautiful. You're Mekayim a mitzvah. So it's a good thing to, don't just think you're doing it out of convenience because your mother doesn't want to eat so late and whatever. You're doing your Mekayim Mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. When tomorrow night, instead of davening Mincha at 7:45, 7:50, you daven Mincha at 7. Or you want Makbid on Mincha Gedola and not Tarti Desasre. Most shuls are not so Makbid on that, but we're not going to get through it. By the way, even if you're going to go, if you want to be Makbid on that, you could always daven an early Mincha yourself, even if your family daven 7. Don't think, you don't have to get in the way and be so frum and convince your family that they have to daven at the 6:20 Mincha as opposed to 7 o'clock Mincha. But now that we have Chaim V'Sholom, you have no problem. You have Mincha, 16,000 Minchas. And, yeah, exactly. You have no problem. Daven Mincha, if you're Makbid on Tarti Desas, right? Which is what's relying not to, but we're not. But it's a good thing to be Makbid on it, for sure. So go daven early Mincha. You have a long day. You know, do it. You don't have to get in the way of making your parents crazy if it doesn't work for them, and you can still have it all. But to have early Shabbos is beautiful. It's Tosefta Shabbos. And people be less tired and have a longer Suda and sing more and talk more Torah. It's beautiful. So when you make early Shabbos, that's what, but then you can't bench, you can't say Sfiris Omer yet. So you got to do something to remind you. I always put my watch on the other my other hand whenever I daven in my reverie early like that, so that I remember later by doing that. And you got to do something. That's the one time when you could fall. But it mamish destroys me. Where to people, it's all about, you know, am I still counting? It's nice, count, vada, it's a mitzvah. The days of Sfiris Omer are so much bigger. They're days of growth. They're days of... More chairs? Yeah. They're days of growth. They're days of working on ourselves. They're days every day to become a... They're days of vayigdal, of gedil, of growth. Am I working myself? Am I growing? Am I bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom that I fell in love with, that I came to appreciate during Pesach, in my deepest emunah through Yemei Golus and Yisias Mitzrayim? Am I now bringing him into every aspect of my life? That's what Yemei Sfira for. What do we call it? It's a peli. Ever think about it? And there are a lot of different answers. All this has so much. Start talking about Sfiris Omer. We could be here all night. We're not going to be. Don't worry. But Lameisa, so we talk one Yisod. What do we call it? It's such an interesting thing. If you ask, go around and ask people, what is Sfiris Omer for? I think 99% of people are going to say we're counting towards Kabbalah Satorah, towards Matan Torah, anticipation, excitement of Kabbalah Satorah, which, by the way, obviously the Sefer HaChinuch says explicitly, and others, it's not a bad answer, it's a good answer, and it's beautiful, right? But but isn't it strange then what we call it? Sfiras HaOmer? All right, Shkoyach, the Pasuk tells us it starts from Karban HaOmer. That's the starting point, because that happened on the second day of Pesach, when we happened to start counting, which the Sefer HaChinuch explains. I didn't want to start on the first day of Pesach, I want to give one day fully to Pesach. And now we can start looking forward to Shavuos, which now we learned at the beginning of today, to share this one long unit, really. But Lameisa, then why do we call it Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer. As if like the counting's all about the Omer. Sfiras HaTorah. Sfiras Matan Torah. Sfiras Kabbalah HaTorah. Sphere of my growth. What a, like, very strange name. That happens to be when we start the counting. What was the depth of Karban HaOmer? Karban HaOmer was the first harvest of the barley. And that's a zman, similar to Bikurim and other places we find where you have a place where, what did that farmer just do? That farmer just put tremendous effort and time. We don't even understand what it is to be a farmer. Now a little bit more. I don't know how many of you guys did. Maybe some of you, I'm sure some in this room did. But when I was in Israel in January, I went with my family and we went and helped a farmer. We went and we picked his lemons and we packaged his lemons and did, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of hard work. A lot of the farmers over these last 7 months have been suffering tremendously because they don't have any workers and it's been very hard. And to plant the field and to plow the field and to harvest the field. And that's today's day and age when we have so much technology to help do this. Imagine what it was once. And you put in all this effort and you have your first barley that you were harvesting. Look at mine. Look what I just produced. Look what I just did. You feel good about it. No. You know what the Karban HaOmer is? It's all Eibishter. Yes, you put in all the shtavos, but it's really all Eibishter. Without Eibishter, this could have been all for naught. Could have been all spoiled, all for waste. Could have been some big flood. I realize it's all Rabbeinu Shalom. What am I doing? I'm realizing all the physicality of the world, all of my life, it's all Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's what Yemei Sfira is. Once I developed all the Muna from Golus Mitzrayim, it's Yisrael. Now, like, I have to bring it into my daily, everyday life to say Hashem is in everything. And I have to work on that. I have to do it in a concrete way. You know what we do with the Karban HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer. That's what we call Sfiras HaOmer, because that's what the Yemei Sfira is for. You know what we do? We wave it. All that we call it, it's Tanufa, waving. What are we waving in all directions? Just to say, it's all Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere, right? You know old Uncle Moshe song? Chaver, you grew up on that? I hope you did. I'll tell you why, because that song is deep into. I remember one year, years ago, I don't know why we haven't done this a few years, it was one Purim, we spent a lot of time singing that song. Mamish, Amkus, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere, that's where he can be found. But, you know, Uncle Maishi, you know, put that out, it sounds like a child song, it's the deepest depth of our lives, to really know Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is everything. And that's, what do you do with the Omer? You wave it in all directions. Say, Mamash, Hashem is everywhere. There's all Hashem. And that's Sfiras Omer, that everything in my life is Hashem. And elevate whatever I do is Hashem. I've said over the story before, but I was just thinking about it again. There was this bus driver in the Bukharian community in Yerushalayim. a Yid, a holy Jew, Ben Torah, Baal Yerushalayim, and he started to get older, and the kids, you know, the kids on the bus, somehow, you know, even the biggest malachim of kids on the bus are like, make all the most trouble in the world. I don't know, everything bad goes down on the bus somehow. And he like, this bus driver was getting older, and he had enough of it, he couldn't handle it anymore, and he decided he's going to retire. And the menahel of the yeshiva was very upset because he was a big tzaddik, and it was great to have this incredible role model on the bus as well. And said, "No, you can't. We need you. We need you to be the bus driver." He says, "No, I'm tired. The kids are so difficult." He says, "You can't. You're too important to their chinuch. We have to at least go to ask a shelis chacham." So there's a Sephardic world. They went to the tzaddik, the gadol in their community, the chacham abishol. They went to Chacham Abishol to ask him. They told him the whole predicament, the principal explained, and he said, and then they gave the man the opportunity. He said, "I'm getting older, I'm tired, the kids are very hard." And Chacham Abishol said to him, "You know, let me tell you something. You get on the bus in the morning, and you think to yourself, you're a bus driver. And you open up the door, and a kid walks in, and then you open up the door, and you let the kid go to yeshiva, and you go home, and they might scream on the bus. They might be wild on the bus. Stop thinking of yourself as a bus driver. Every morning, you drive your bus and you open up the door. You know what it is when you open up the door? That's psicha to the Aron Kodesh. And you let a little Torah on your bus. And you know when you open the bus and you have psicha again to let the Torah go, to connect to the Rabbi Nishalm in the deepest of ways. You're involved in the most holy of activities." And he gave them this whole different perspective of what he was involved in, what he was doing. And he wouldn't, of course he didn't leave after that. And the truth is, in all of our lives, we have to internalize and bring Rabbi Nishalom into whatever we're doing. When we're learning, when we're davening, Abishter is present. But whatever I'm doing, the Rabbi Nishalom should be, if I can't figure out how the Rabbi Nishalom is a part of what I'm doing, then it shouldn't be done. It's that simple. Hashem should be a part of every aspect of my life. And that's Yimei Sfira, of bringing all the Emunah into our everyday lives. In a real way. Make it that way. Stop thinking more. Start thinking more of Rabbi Nishalom in every aspect of my life. Bring him in. Think about him and how this connects that I should be more of an Eved Hashem, that I should be bigger, that I should grow in my Avodas Hashem. That's Yimei Sfira. The growth. You know, it's an amazing thing. We count Sheva Shabbos Vos Tamimos, right? That word Tamimos is unnecessary. Could have said we count 7 weeks, Sheva Shabbosos. What? Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. So there's a lot we learn from Tamimos. The word Tamimos teaches us we're not allowed to, we spoke all about making early Shabbos, you're not allowed to make early Shavuos. Because you first have to have Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. Shavuos doesn't have a date in the Torah. It's after 7 complete weeks. So you can't, making early cuts into the 7 complete weeks. You're not allowed. Tamimos, according to some, is why you can't miss a day of Sfira. And if you miss a day, we stop saying a bracha. Because we're shchoishish for the sheet of the Bahag. But you can learn that from Tamimos. It has to be a complete counting. But there's a medrash I want to share on the word Tamimos. It's a medrash in Vayikra Rab and Amar. It says, Tani Rab Chia, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyana. 7 complete weeks. Amosai Hain Tamimos, when are they complete? Bizman Shisrol Osin Ritzono Sholmakum. When we're doing Ratzon of Hashem. I mean, the avod of these days is to do Ratzon Hashem. But it's deeper than that. What was the lashon? And we say this often. Osin when are these days complete? Not when I counted every day and said that, oh, shkoyach, I didn't miss a day with a bracha. When I'm osin ritzono shel makom. But it's interesting. It's not, why is it, you ever think about it? It's not osin ritzono shel Hashem, yudke vavke, shel alokeinu. Specifically that, shem makom. Because you know what the word makom is, which means Hashem? Makom is the name you use when you recognize Hashem is everywhere at every moment. He's in every place. Even in the most difficult of places. Even when there's tragedy, even when there's difficulty. That's why you go and pay a shiva call. What do you say? You don't say, Hashem yinachem eschem, hamakom yinachem eschem. It's when you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, in every situation. That's what it is. So Sheva Shabbos Tumimos, Osim Ritzon HaShem Makom, Bizman Shizor, Osim Ritzon HaShem Makom, that I bring the Rebbeinu Shalom into every single aspect of my life. And that's what it is to be a tzaddik. When you could say, Zu HaMakom, this is Hashem, in everywhere, every moment. Zu HaMakom, what I'm doing right now, I'm hanging out with my friends, Ichvesnes, watching the Knick game. It's beautiful, whoever's here, and I'm not one. I don't look down on anybody. Lo aleinu, especially doing something which is enjoyable. I enjoy watching sports, but you know, the big playoff game going on right now as we're learning Torah, and probably we all know people watching it. And I'm not looking down on anyone is, but all of us here are choosing that this is chayei olam, not just chayei shah. It's big. Anyways, lemaisa. If you could, you say whatever you're doing, Zu HaMakom, this is Hashem. Meaning, whatever I'm doing, Zu HaMakom, not just what. By the way, some people when they're learning have to be reminded that. Some people are only learning because it's rote and it's mechanical and they're told they're supposed to, and they forget that their bon shom's in the Torah. They forget, they know there's a Torah, they don't know there's a noise in the Torah. You have to also sometimes say Zu HaMakom of the Gemara and Baba Basra, and Zu HaMakom of Baba Messiah, and Zu HaMakom in Ksuvus. Sometimes when you're davening, people show up to daven because they're just used to it, but it's Hebrew reading exercise. You also have to say Zu HaMakom. But definitely when you're spending time with your friends and doing other things with your family and whatever it might be, Zu HaMakom. Zu HaMakom, Gematria 204, exactly Gematria Tzaddik. A Tzaddik says Zu HaMakom. This is the Makom. I mean, this is the Rebbeinu Shalom and everything that I'm doing. Bringing the Eibishter into everything in this world. See, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The oneness of Hashem in everything. That's why it is. I saw Tikkuni Zohar says something incredible, and I've seen it explained in two different ways. It took me a little time. I saw it explained in two ways. Once from the Mitok Midrash from Rav Daniel Frisch, and another I saw somewhere else. I don't even remember where I saw it. Tikkuni Zohar says, "Ubahon Mem Tes Yomim." During these 49 days of Sfiras Omer, during these 49 days. Kechushbon memtes asvan the Kriya Shema, the Inan Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. The 49 days of Sfiras Omer connected the 49 words of Shema and Baruch Shem. Now, what does that mean? If you add up Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Chab, Baruch Shem, Kvo Machzul, and Be'er, Be'afta Shema Kecha, till the end of the paragraph of Hafda, there are a lot more than 49 words. So, and I first looked and I said, it's not 49 words. So one way I saw it to explain it, if you add up the whole parsha of Shema and Bahafta, it's 48. And then Baruch Shem Kvo Machus Oli Olam Vaed, which is a phrase that we add in, is Kilu one is also one addition. That's one way. But then Lamaisa, of Daniel Frisch says it differently. It's not talking about words, but letters. And it doesn't say, well, including Bahafta. In the Zohar, it just says, Vaha, Shema Yisrael, and Baruch Shem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad has 25 letters. Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed has 24 letters. 25 plus 24 is 49. There are 49 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed. Connected the 49 days of Sfiras Omer. Never saw this Tikkuni Zohar until this year. Ah, gevaldik. So many different Ramazim when it comes to Sfiras, 49, Leiv Tov, right? Gematria. So much of the Avodah is working on that. But what is it? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Le'olam Ve'ed is seeing the oneness of Hashem and implementing the Kvod Malchuso into every aspect of my life, which is the Avodah of all these 49 days we're saying. That's what they're all here about. That I'm going to take all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me on Pesach. I'm going to take all the revelations of the Eibishter from the beginning, which was Hester Panim in the womb, when I was able to develop an appreciation that Hashem is by my side every single moment, even in the most difficult times. Through the Leida, when there was such Gila Shechina, like I was zoicha to see myself when my own son, my Bechor, was born for the first time, and throughout all the births of my children. Through it all. But I take all that and we then have to implement it into my daily life, into my Omer, into my own Avodah, into my Parnasa, into my interpersonal relationships, into Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere in everything. Zu HaMakom. That's Shemei Svira. And then we'll be Zoicha maybe to what the Medrash says. The Medrash says, by Svira as well, it's also Medrash Parsh Emor, that's the Ikar of Svira. It's Medrash and Chaf Ches Vav, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, La'olam alti mitzvahs oimer kala beinecha. The mitzvah of oimer should never sviras oimer. And we call it that, the mitzvah of oimer itself. Of karban oimer should not be kala beinecha, should not be belittled in your eyes. Shall a day mitzvahs oimer zacha avram lirashas eret kenan. Incredible. You think of all the mitzvahs. If you had to put a guessing game, where was Avram Zoyche to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Of all the mitzvahs, I don't know of anyone who would guess Karban Omer. I don't know if that would be your top 612. Might be the 613th. But that's not what the Medrash says. And if Avram was Zoyche liyarish Eretz Kanan, vada us b'nei Avram, that's why we're going to be Zoyche as well. But why? Because Sfiras Omer, Karban Omer teaches us HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in every little thing. And I'm going to be Oisin Ritzono Shel Makom, and I'm going to bring the Eibishter into everything. That's how I grow. That's how I live my life. And Meish Hashem, we'll be Zoyche. Starting a lot of us in different ways. A new Zman, a new Hischachus. A lot of Chevres of Baruch Hashem, some of the Chevres in the room are going back to Eretz Yisrael. Halavai, we're all going back to Eretz Yisrael. Some already have their tickets this week. Some of us don't have our tickets because we'll be all Kamfei Nisharim. Whatever it might be, we're all going to be there, Bekarov. But Avoid of Yimei Svira, don't just count the days. Grow the days. In your way, and bringing and Zuha Makom, bringing the Rabbeinu Shalom into every aspect of our life. The 49 days, Keneged, bringing Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem, Kumo Chuzo, Le'olam Vo'ed. That we should be able to be Zoichet, that when we turn around, before we know it, then we'll be standing Mekabal Torah again. See, I'm ready to be Mekabal Torah again, because I've worked on myself, I've grown, I've brought the Rabbeinu Shalom into every aspect of my life. I have the Eibishter by my side every moment. And when I have the Eibishter by my side every moment, of course I can accept whatever happens. Of course I can deal with whatever nisyonos, whatever challenges come my way. Because I know the Eibishter is by my side. The way Gabriel Sassoon did, the way Miriam Peretz does. The way you and I can. If it's only when I learn, only when I daven, only in the Gilei Shechina. But if it's even in the Ibur, even in Behester Panim, in every situation. And then I learn how to proactively do that. My Sfiras HaOmer. And say it. You have to verbalize it. Just to give Bederach, there's a big yesod here. But practically, what does it mean? This is the type of shir you can walk away, oh, it was nice, it was beautiful, but like what? It means talk about the Rabbeinu Shel more in your day. Think about the Rabbeinu Shel more in your day. And how is he part of whatever it is that I'm doing? How is this going to help my avoda? And it can, well, I everything. And what I do, I was sitting with someone today, very special man, a big Baal Chesed, a very big veer, and dealing with a lot of big deals in the world in all different ways. And all that we're talking about, as much as he's on the phone making like big numbers stuff, like he knows. We're just it's all the Rabbeinu Shalom orchestrating it all. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom, the master of puppets, as Metallica once said. That's, you know, Lemaisa, and you have to know that. You have to know that. You have to believe that. It doesn't mean we don't put in the shtadlus. Simultaneously, talk about the Rabbeinu Shalom, think about the Rabbeinu Shalom before I learn, before I daven, but in everything that I do, we'll be zoiche. Just like we read the medrash that in that tzchus Avraham Avinu was yorish Eretz Kanaan, we'll be zoiche at the gula again. We still have a few more days to Nisan. And obviously, Animam b'chol yom shi'avo, we believe that the Rabbeinu Shalom can bring gula any day. But b'nisa nigol, b'nisa natidin ligol, it's more conducive a little bit now for some that we understand it's in the air. It still could be a nisan. Pesach might have passed, but maybe Hashem needed a few days of yimei sphere of our growth. And we'll be zoyche, b'ez Hashem. We bring the Rabbeinu Shalom to every aspect of our life. Hashem will be all the dir b'tach tainim, with the gula shleima, with mishiyas of keinu, b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.